Leading the news, Education Minister Christopher Pyne has denied he offered to help James Ashby in his sexual harassment claim against the former Speaker, Peter Slipper. Mr Ashby has told 60 Minutes that Mr Pyne offered to find him a lawyer and assured him a job and warned him not to go public about the offer.
He said to me, "You're a braver man than I am," as we exited, and said, "If you discuss or tell anyone we've had this discussion, I'll be forced to come out publicly and call you a pathological liar."
Mr Ashby speaking at 60 Minutes last night. An elderly Australian woman has died and 14 other Australians have been injured in a bus crash in Kenya. The tour bus was on its way to a popular game reserve when a tyre burst and it plunged down a steep embankment. 10 Australians remain in hospital. US President Barack Obama will outline his strategy later this week to defeat Islamic State militants. The US has now extended its airstrikes into western Iraq, while Australia has completed its third delivery of military supplies to the Kurds in the country's north. A new study has revealed parents who let their children try alcohol may actually be encouraging them to take up drinking. A survey of nearly 2,000 families has found children given alcohol in their early teens are three times more likely to be drinking full serves by the time they're 16.